Welcome. You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith, amateur radio operator W0NX, featuring the October 2025 The Spectrum Monitor. We'll begin with RF Current, news from the world of communications by Ken Reitz, KS4ZR. An image on this page shows the emblem of the Federal Communications Commission. Text around the perimeter of the emblem reads United States Federal Communications Commission. The emblem features a drawing of an eagle with its wings spread. On the eagle is a shield. On the shield is a drawing of a satellite. There's also a drawing of satellite dishes and a drawing of microwave dishes on the top of a tower. Going across the shield is a flat-top antenna held up between two towers. The caption reads, courtesy FCC. Back to the text. FCC denies Warren's application for review and dismissal of its 105 LPFM licenses. When the FCC's low-power FM, LPFM, filing window opened in 2023, an organization called Weather Alert Radio Network Incorporated, WARN, filed 105 applications for those licenses. WARN is a not-for-profit corporation with its principal place of business listed as Tampa, Florida, according to papers filed with the Florida Secretary of State August 3, 2023. As the FCC's 10-page Memorandum, Opinion, and Order, MOAO, issued September 11, 2025 states, in each of the applications, WARN certified that it proposes a public safety radio service and has jurisdiction within the service area of the proposed LPFM station. In support of these applications, WARN explained that it would use the new LPFM stations to provide current local weather information, preparedness information, and local resource information 24 hours per day and 7 days per week. The FCC's MOAO noted, WARN also stated that it had been in contact with various public safety organizations, each of whom holds jurisdiction as a local, county, state, or national government entity, and that these organizations have agreed to work with WARN and have received information and correspondence regarding programming and proposed application plans of WARN's proposed LPFM stations. WARN did not provide any supporting documentation regarding its communications with governmental entities, other than listing the names or types of organizations it had contacted, specifically the National Weather Service, Federal Emergency Management Agency, state and county emergency management departments, and local fire departments. On February 23, 2024, the FCC dismissed the applications, finding that WARN did not meet the requirements for a local organization. WARN petitioned for reconsideration of the dismissal of its applications, arguing that its proposed operations would be in the public interest. On July 30, 2024, the FCC denied WARN's waiver requests, affirming that WARN was not a local organization within the meaning of applicable FCC rules. The MOAO noted, because WARN had not established that a public safety organization had officially authorized it to provide a public radio service on its behalf in the relevant proposed service area, the Bureau affirmed that WARN lacked jurisdiction in those areas and therefore did not qualify as a local organization. On August 28, 2024, WARN filed an application for review regarding its dismissal of the applications in part on grounds that the Bureau's position on the question of jurisdiction is not based on any controlling precedent, but rather is based on an unlawful attempt by the Bureau to ad hoc impose an interpretation which is beyond its authorization. The September 11th Memorandum, Opinion, and Order, in no uncertain terms, dismissed and denied the application for a review. Warren is also part of Audio Adventures Group, AAG, an apparently for-profit company specializing in C-suite podcast audio strategy and planning, podcast hosting design, monetizing strategy, placement and metric reporting, sales strategies, podcast networks, defined vertical categories, ad trafficking and scheduling, among other services, with offices in Washington, D.C. Two of the directors listed on Warren Articles of Incorporation are associated with AAG. AAG did not respond to my questions about what the future holds for Warren given the dismissal of its application for a review. Fall Term School Club Roundup. The third week in October signals the start of one of my favorite amateur radio events, Fall Term School Club Roundup, SCR. This year the dates are October 20th to 24th. Rules and details can be found at arrl.org/school-club-roundup. SCR represents an opportunity for all amateur radio operators to connect with the dozens of school-based amateur radio clubs around the U.S. Clubs range from primary schools to graduate schools, small private prep schools to large public high schools, homeschool clubs and colleges and universities that include some of the oldest continuously maintained amateur radio clubs in the U.S. All modes are used, but in general, I've heard most school clubs on SSB. Though 160, 80, and 40-meter frequencies are listed, 1.855 to 1.865, 3.85 to 3.88, and 7.225 to 7.255 megahertz, respectively, most schools use 20 meters, 14.25 to 14.28 megahertz, 15 meters, 21.3 to 21.33 megahertz, and 10 meters, 28.44 to 28.46 megahertz. Work bands, 60, 30, 17, and 12 meters, aren't used. 2-meter simplex frequencies can also be used, but repeaters cannot. Of course, amateur radio satellites can be used. An image on this page shows a QSL card. The QSL card has an image of the outline of Indiana with the logo of Indiana University, IU, over the outline. Text reads, Indiana, K9IU, K9IU, Indiana University's ARC, Indiana Memorial Union Building, Bloomington, Indiana, 47405 USA. QSO with KS4ZR. Date, 13th of February, 2024, 1731 UTC, 14.275 megahertz, RST-59, two-way SSB. Thanks for the QSL. 73, KC9ZMA operator. The caption reads, Longtime SCR participant K9IU was originally assigned 9YAG in the radio service bulletin June 30th, 1920. This QSL was for the 2024 Winter Term School Club Roundup, KS4ZR collection. Back to the text. The reality is that, for the schools, this is a contest, trying to make as many contacts with other schools and individual operators as possible under the constraints of the rules. It's faster to rack up a good score by working all the hams crowding into 20, 15, and 10 meters. These days, given poor band conditions, even 10 meters is not popular. And since most schools operate during the school day, operating 160, 80, and even 40 meters renders lower score potential than the upper frequency bands. For many schools, it's not so much about racking up contacts as it is getting experience operating the equipment, getting the exchange right, and logging the contacts. On exchange of information, once your call is recognized, give your call sign, signal report, and operating class, individual, club, or school, U.S. state, or Canadian province, territory, or DXCC entity. More details, such as multipliers and how to submit logs, may be found at the above URL. Patience is the key to success with SCR. For many students, this will be their first time at the microphone. Getting the exchange correct sometimes requires prompting from their teacher or Elmer, so just hang in there as they get it right. It's great to hear the young voices and know that at least some of them will become licensed hams, and perhaps even follow a career in electronics, engineering, or teaching as a result. If you're looking for goals, try getting Worked All States, WAS, SCR. It's an informal lifetime achievement trying to do so, especially given the less helpful propagation in these past solar cycles. I'm currently up to 37 states. Alaska and Hawaii will be tough, especially given current solar cycle conditions. TSM back issue pricing. All issues of the Spectrum Monitor from January 2014 to December 2024 are now priced at $2 per issue at thespectrummonitor.com. When you purchase single copies, a link to the issue purchased is included with your order confirmation email. Be sure to scroll down the email to find the link. Click on the download link and follow the directions on the landing page. There's no need to log into your account to download the issue purchased. Combined issues for the years 2014 through 2024 are $12 for all 12 issues of each year, a $12 savings over buying each issue separately. To make those purchases, use the buttons on the left-hand side of the homepage under Featured Products. Clicking on each box brings up the option to Add to Cart, and also lists the index of all articles and column titles for that year. Links to the combined annual issues are sent after an order confirmation email comes through on the purchase, not in the order confirmation email. Be sure to look in your spam folder if you haven't received your order confirmation email or the links to the annual issues. Remember, too, that you don't need to set up an account to make a purchase. You can check out as a guest. As always, if you have any questions, please email editor@thespectrummonitor.com. I'll be happy to help. Ken Reitz, KS4ZR, Publisher, Managing Editor. And now the shortwave listener by Fred Waterer, programming_matters@yahoo.ca. Halloween shortwave programming. October means fall and the relentless invasion of all things pumpkin spice infused. Shorter, colder days signal the approach of winter and increased DX opportunities. And there is some spooky fun at the end of the month. This month, we'll share upcoming programming and update last month's comments on shortwave from Spain. Texas Radio Shortwave, October 2025 schedule. Music of B.J. Thomas. October 3rd, 1900 UTC, 6160 kHz, shortwave radio. October 5th, 1200 UTC, 9,670 kHz, Channel 292. October 5th, 2300 UTC, 9670 kHz, Channel 292. October 8th, 1900 UTC, 3975 and 6160 kHz, shortwave radio. 2025 Texas Halloween, October 31st, 2000 UTC, 3975 and 6160 kHz, shortwave radio. October 31st, 2300 UTC, 9670 kHz, Channel 292. Music of Flaco Jimenez. November 2nd, 1300 UTC, 9670 kHz, Channel 292. November 2nd, 1500 UTC, 6160 kHz, shortwave radio. November 2nd, 1900 UTC, 3975 kHz, shortwave radio. November 2nd, 2300 UTC, 9670 kHz, Channel 292. TRSW 6th Anniversary. November 28th, 2000 UTC, 3975 kHz, shortwave radio. November 28th, 2300 UTC, 9670 kHz, Channel 292. I was chatting with Bill Tilford, host of From the Isle of Music and Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, as I do from time to time. I was curious what kind of response he was getting to his broadcasts on Channel 292 in Germany. He told me Western Hemisphere responses during his time on WBCQ were disappointing compared to either Germany or Bulgaria. As for his broadcast from Germany, Italians, the British, Germans, Spaniards, Finns, Russians, etc. still love real radio, especially Italians. I wish I could clone them. My broadcasts from Germany, by the way, have picked up some regular listeners from Japan and China via WebSDR. Some DXer purists may have an issue with SDRs, but anything that makes it easier to hear programming from around the world is okay with me. Bill adds, the following is tentative and subject to change if we encounter new interference. From the Isle of Music, October 2025. October's program will be the fifth of several episodes featuring the best of Cuba Disco 2025, Cuba's most important discographic awards. This is the best of the best of Cuba's new releases and recordings from Cubans elsewhere, and will feature selections from various categories not covered previously. Friday, October 10th, 6,070 kHz at 1,700 UTC, 3,955 kHz at 2,100 UTC. Sunday, October 11th, 9,670 kHz at 1,700 UTC, using Booster Beam H to Africa, repeat of October 10th episode. Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, October 2025. In October, we will feature various recent releases from a mix of places. Friday, October 17th, 6,070 kHz at 1,700 UTC, 3,955 kHz at 2,100 UTC. Sunday, October 18th, 9,670 kHz at 1,700 UTC, using Beam H to Africa, repeat of October 17th episode. In addition to direct radio reception, We do honor reception reports using remote SDRs, as long as the whole program is described and which SDR is specified. Here is the list of Radio Mystery Theater shows for October and November, produced by Reverend Martin Dawson in Prince Edward Island. The program is broadcast each week at 1300 UTC Saturday on 15,770 kHz, and repeated that evening at 11 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday on 9,395 kHz, and at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Thursday on 5,950 kHz. October 4th, Hall of Fantasy, The Weeds of Death, 1953. October 11th, Inner Sanctum, The Dark Chamber, 1945. October 18th, Lights Out, The Word, 1943. October 25th, The Witch's Tale, All Hallows' Eve, 1937. November 1st, Escape, The Man Who Stole the Bible, 1950. November 8th, Mystery in the Air, The Lodger, 1947. November 15th, Escape, Wild Oranges, 1947. November 22nd, Quiet Please, Adam and the Darkest Day, 1948. November 29th, Lights Out, Come to the Bank, 1942. Radio Catface International. I'll have more to say about this and other eclectic music programs on shortwave in November. But this is a very cool program to finish up your weekend on a Sunday night in North America. It is a very cool, creative program of music a bit off the beaten track. Check it out, UTC Mondays, at 0300, 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5,950 kHz. It can also be heard, UTC Saturdays, at 0130 on 5,850 kHz. What is your favorite music program on shortwave? As 4 out of 5 dentists will tell you, while rubbing their hands with glee, Halloween is approaching with lots of scary programming and music. This year will be no exception. As noted above, the October 25th edition of Radio Mystery Theater gets the ball rolling. October 30th will be the 87th anniversary of Orson Welles's famous, infamous, War of the Worlds broadcast, which may or may not have caused panic in some places. Whatever the truth is, even all these years later, it is still a brilliant piece of broadcast history. Many years ago, REE in Spain, more on them later, even aired a Spanish-language version. A quick Google search will reveal that that version is still floating around out in cyberspace for your listening and dining pleasure, along with many other versions. In 1968, for the 30th anniversary, WKBW in Buffalo recreated the broadcast using members of their news and on-air staff, covering the Martian invasion as if it were taking place in 1968. Despite warnings in the days leading up to the broadcast, a few people bought it. Famously, the border at Buffalo Fort Erie was closed briefly. I was 7 years old, but I remember my parents talking about that. The WKBW broadcast is available on YouTube. We'll continue this article next time. Thank you for joining us for Hobby Radio, read by Keith.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.